Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. There has been immense interest around PM Modi's meeting with Trump at the G20 summit. They finally met. It was Modi's first meeting with Trump after re-election in Japan's city of Osaka. PM Modi has been tweeting about it. Both the leaders discussed various bilateral and global issues, tweeted PMO India. PM Modi thanked Trump for congratulating him immediately after his election victory in May and said during their bilateral meeting, both would discuss issues related to Iran, 5G rollout and bilateral and defense relations. The University of Delhi has announced first cut-off list for admission to undergraduate courses. Students can check out cut-offs on the official website of DU. Several North and South Campus colleges, including SRCC, Miranda House, Hansraj College, have released their first cut-off lists. Hindu College has the highest cut-off for science courses at 98.3% for physics honours and 97.75% for statistics honours and mathematics. Top DU College, Shriram College of Commerce, has announced a cut-off of 98.75% for economics honours. It's been a tough journey for Air India, but continued support from the government has resulted in an improvement of the financial and operational performances of the airline. The centre has decided to go ahead with the process of its disinvestment, the Ministry of Civil Aviation has stated. The Air India specific alternative mechanism, a group of ministers will now be reconstituted with Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and Civil Aviation Minister Hardeep Singh Puri being a part of it. The ISAM has said the government will now go ahead with the process of disinvestment of the company. Japan and India have been on good terms. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Thursday said the bilateral strategic ties between India and Japan will become more robust as India aims to be a $5 trillion economy in the next 5 years. Modi is in Japan to attend the G20 summit. Noting that Japan has been a partner in India's development for decades, the Prime Minister said Tokyo will have a major role to play in the building of a new India. Moving on, Oyo Hotels and Homes, the world's sixth largest and fastest growing chain of leased and franchised hotels, homes and living spaces, has today announced a year-long strategic partnership with Meituan, which is China's leading e-commerce platform for services. This will further assist Oyo Hotels in driving consumer traffic, data operations and brand promotion. SpiceJet had the highest number of passengers who were affected due to flight cancellations from January to May this year, according to the data presented by Civil Aviation Minister Hardeep Singh Puri in Parliament. The data also showed that SpiceJet paid over ₹1.27 crore as compensation to the affected passengers in the said period. IndiGo stood at number 2 as 62,958 of its passengers were affected due to flight cancellations in the same period. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Do tune in on Monday morning for more business news. Goodbye for now.